WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, sometimes mornings feel more chaotic than a squirrel in a nut factory, right? Ever wake up feeling like you're already running behind before you even get out of bed? I mean, the alarm goes off, and suddenly, it's a race against time just to find matching socks. But what if we told you there's a way to start your day with that calm, collected energy, like you've got superpowers? Well, buckle up because today, we're diving into how to cultivate that feeling. That unshakable serenity that lets you tackle anything life throws at you, one zen-like step at a time. First things first. Forget about the notion that stoicism is all doom and gloom, okay? It's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them. Think of it like this, imagine your mind as a calm lake. Those thoughts and feelings, they're just ripples on the surface. Stoicism teaches us how to observe those ripples without getting swept away by them. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock that calm and collected energy every morning. 1. Mindfulness matters. This is like your mental warm-up, folks. Start your day with a few minutes of quiet reflection. Maybe it's meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply sitting in silence and focusing on the present moment. You know that feeling when you take a break from the hustle and bustle, just for a second? It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. That's mindfulness, and it sets the tone for a calmer, more centered day. 2. Gratitude is your secret weapon. Ever notice how negativity tends to snowball? Well, gratitude does the opposite. By focusing on what you're grateful for, even small things like a good cup of coffee or a sunny morning, you shift your mindset to a more positive space. It's like giving yourself an instant mood boost, and it makes facing those inevitable challenges a little easier, trust me. 3. Ditch the comparison game. Here's the truth bomb. Comparing yourself to others is like trying to win a race against a tortoise on roller skates. You're just setting yourself up for disappointment. Remember, everyone's journey is different, and your path is unique. Focus on your own progress, celebrate your wins, and learn from any setbacks. 4. Plan your day, but don't overplan. You know that feeling when you cram too much into one day and end up stressed out? Yeah, we've all been there. Creating a loose schedule can help keep things organized, but don't overschedule yourself. Leave some room for spontaneity in those unexpected moments, because sometimes, the best parts of life happen outside our carefully crafted plans. 5. End your day with intention. Think of your evening routine as closing out the day's chapter gracefully. Maybe it's a relaxing bath, reading a good book, or journaling about your experiences. By winding down consciously, you set the stage for a calmer, more restful night's sleep, which means starting your next day with renewed energy and focus. Think about that last time you felt truly calm and collected. Maybe it was during a hike in nature, a quiet moment at home, or even just while enjoying a cup of tea. Remember how good that feeling was? Now imagine carrying that same sense of tranquility throughout your entire day. That's the power of cultivating calm and collected energy. It transforms your experience from frantic to fantastic. Okay, let me tell you about a time when this really hit home for me. I had this big presentation at work, one of those make or break kind of moments. My mind was racing. What if I froze up? What if they didn't like my ideas? You know that feeling? But instead of spiraling into stress mode, I took a few deep breaths, visualized myself delivering the presentation with confidence, and focused on the positive impact it could have. And guess what? It went incredibly well. The key takeaway here is, calm doesn't mean you're not feeling anything. It means you're in control of your emotions. You can handle whatever comes your way with grace and composure. So, how will you start your day with that calm and collected energy? Take a moment to reflect on what resonated with you most from today's episode. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Let's make it a good one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.